Welcome to 630 Naperville. I'm Nathan Ronchetti.
And I'm Paige Ronchetti. We're so glad you could join us.
We've got a fantastic lineup for you today. We'll head around downtown with Katie Wood, explore the legacy of a family that's been in Naperville for 175 years, and say goodbye as Bran Babowski prepares to step down from Century Walk.
But first, I'll be sitting down with Naperville Police Chief Jason Aries and some rather furry members of the department. Chief Aries, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Paige. Thanks for having me.
So as always, it's great to see you, but I'm extra excited because you brought some friends with us today. I've seen the canine units around town, and I think it's really cool and interesting, but admittedly, I don't know a lot about the program itself. So I'm really eager to learn more today.
Yeah, you're right. And I did bring a couple friends that we'll introduce with us right now as Detective Sussness, obviously, but a little bit about the program before we get into the weeds on it. So we've had the canine program since 1980 with the police department, so almost 45 years. We've had 15 dogs, four of which are part of our current staff, as we want to call them. We have a bloodhound by the name of Jill. We have a Dutch Shepherd who goes by Rocco. We have a lab whose name is Riggs, and we also have a German Shepherd by the name of Dax. Now, one thing I get asked a lot is, hey, Chief, why do you need a canine program? And there's a lot of reasons, a very multifaceted approach that the dogs have. But the biggest thing I point to is the nose. Yeah. Their noses and their sense of smell are so much greater than ours. And in the sense that we use them to find people and then to find drugs, things that we can't find, or if we can't locate something in a vehicle or a home or some other type of structure, their noses help us find things that we otherwise wouldn't find, which is so great to have. So rather than me constantly talk about it, I know we have some of our experts here, so maybe we can turn it over to you and Detective Sussness.
Yeah, perfect. Hi, Detective.
Nice to meet you.
So tell me a little bit about your canine partner.
My canine partner is a Labrador Retriever. He's an American Field Lab. He's much taller than the common household English Lab, and he has a longer snout, which helps him detect narcotics. He's a single-purpose narcotics detection canine. He is trained on detecting illegal narcotics such as cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, and MDMA, commonly referred to as ecstasy.
Mm-hmm. So what is the highlight of working with Riggs?
Honestly, in the last year and a half that I've worked with him, he's been able to, because of his skill set, assist on a variety of things. He's been able to assist on traffic stops, patrol, as well as our investigations division. He's been able to assist during search warrants to search for illegal narcotics, as Chief Aries mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And he's also able to assist our federal task force officer with some of their active investigations as well.
Wow.
So I'm very, very proud that we were able to do that.
Yeah, he's a very helpful guy.
Absolutely.
So with his skill set, I imagine that came with a lot of training.
Yes.
So tell me about the training for him, but also for you as a handler.
Myself and him, we obviously attended a six-week program at the Kane County Canine Sheriff's Academy. A lot of training goes into the dog before the academy as well. Mm-hmm. And we have to get certified by the state every year to continue using the dog and becoming an active member of the police department.
The training doesn't just stop after those 6 weeks.
That's right.
Our handlers train twice a month with their partners, full-day trainings,
wow,
as well as a lot of time on shift. They'll do some things on the side to keep the skill sharp on their own at home. They really put a lot. This is a full-time, 24/7 job having one of these dogs, and I really commend them because it's a big thing to take on, and they train a ton to keep those skill sets sharp. So thanks a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you
today.
For having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And now, Paige, the big treat. I have another one of our handlers here who actually has her partner. So I'd like to welcome Officer Alexis Hammer and her partner, Dax, to come join us here on the stage.
Officer, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you introduce us to your partner?
Yeah, this is Dax. He's a 3.5-year-old German Shepherd from Czechoslovakia. He's a dual-purpose canine, which means that he detects narcotics, he does tracks, article searches, as well as apprehension.
Okay. And what's the highlight of working with him?
The highlight of working with Dax is that it is an ever-evolving situation. I love the challenge. It's constantly goal-oriented, and as soon as you know, you get one thing down, you get to work on the next thing. Mm-hmm. So it's really unique. And he is all gas. So at work, he is ready to go. He is, you know, independently accustomed himself to the noises in the squad. So whenever we get dispatched to a call, he gets excited. If we're on code runs, he is whining and ready to go. So it's really cool.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is, yeah.
So I know that he has to focus on his job a lot, but can you tell me a little bit about what life is like for him outside of work?
Yeah.
You know, where does he live? Does he get to play like other dogs? Things like that.
Yeah, so as a canine handler, we don't necessarily ever get to truly clock out. So all the dogs come home with the handlers, which is good for us, you know, yeah. That bond and stuff like that. On a typical day off, I try to get him, you know, to continue being a dog, right? But his sole purpose in life is to work. That's what he wants to do. He never turns it off. So as far as, like, playing in the yard, we do fetch. I'll string up tracks for him, brush up on some obedience, as well as belly rubs and ear scratches. So that
Aww.
Is just as important. He gets to spend time with the family, just like a regular dog does. He loves living outside. That's his choice. But in terms of his home life, he kind of has learned, now we've been on a year and a half to, you know, home is relaxed time. You get to be a dog and lay back, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think one of the other things that I didn't mention earlier that I think is so great about the canines, we also often talk about community relations with the police department.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better of breaking barriers down than dogs. Everybody seems to love dogs, animals. So they really get involved with things like National Night Out, our Citizens Police Academy, different demonstrations in public, our public safety open house. So it's a great tool for them to come out, people to meet our dogs, and is just a great way to connect with the community as well. And they all do a great job in their spaces of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it when I see the canines, you know, at a parade or just downtown somewhere. So it has been really educational today. I feel like I learned a lot. And thanks to all of you and plus Dax for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Paige.
Since 1996, Naperville Century Walk has been producing public art.
And at the helm of that organization is founder Brad Babowski, who's now ready to retire.
Well, hello out there. I'm Bram Babowski, and I've been the president of Century Walk Corporation for 27 years now, and we've just completed 53 locations and to try to inform the community about what they can find on the Century Walk and all the little treasures that are there of the 53 locations. We've come out with a pocket guide. There's mosaics, there are reliefs, there's sculptures, and as you can see here, there's stained glass. You won't find too many parking decks around the country that have a stained glass mural on the front of them. And so today we're going to take a little mini walk around following the pocket guide. Would you like to get started? Let's go. So here we are on the fifth floor of the Van Buren parking garage. This is the top floor, and it features Naperville Central, which is the oldest high school in the community of the five. Each floor, as we go down to Matea on the first floor, the last high school, has the school colors. It plays the school song, and murals are done by the students that worked in conjunction with Tim Edders. Who has passed, and now Dodie Mondaro will finish off the first and second floors. This is a great project. Five floors, a total of 15 different locations where you can see the Century Walk and the work of the kids. And also, remember where you parked your car. You got the song and you got the colors in the school, so hopefully nobody get lost. All right. So here we are at our fourth location, Heartland Harvest, down at Main and Jefferson, which is Italian tile, small little pieces of tile It tells a great story about the farms and the subdivisions or homes that are now located on what was once farmland. And so around the outside, we have the names of the farm, and then underneath them, the subdivisions that they have been located. If you stand up close, you don't really get the full message. You need to be a little bit away from it, and then you can see the flower or the crops, butterflies, on up through the silo in the farm itself. Also, if you go to the book, you'll find a code where you can dial in on it, and you'll get the audio that'll do a much better explanation of this mosaic tile than yours truly. Here we are now in front of my old friend, the Cat in the Hat. Read the book to our kids, and they read it to their kids, and I'm sure that everybody knows all about the Cat in the Hat. Early on, he had whiskers here, but somebody lifted their kid up and they pulled those out. That happens. Otherwise, he's in pretty good shape. We do get a lot of comments about him in particular, because here I am at the corner, there's two streets going by. People say, he's pointing the wrong way. Well, he does have to point somewhere, and we have him like a Pied Piper leading kids and others to the library rather than walking away from it. So this, we're very proud of this one. Kids love it, and it's from a California artist. There's a lot here. It's all in the book. We hope that you take advantage of that situation. You have a day when you're looking for something to do. Gather your family or your friends, neighbors, relatives, and go on a century walk. You can pick where you, what you see, when you see it, and then maybe you might stop at one of our stores or another location nearby and make a real day of it. So we're happy to do this. Remember, century walk, public art. It's free 24/7, 365, as is the guide. Hope you enjoy yourselves.
After the break, Katie Wood from the Downtown Naperville Alliance takes us around downtown to Treasures Naperville.
We'll be right back with more 630 Naperville.
Come explore downtown Naperville this spring. With over 100 shops from national favorites to one-of-a-kind boutiques, it's the premier shopping destination in the western suburbs. Enjoy over 50 restaurants for dine-in, carry-out, and delivery, or relax at one of our many spas. For a night away, don't forget about Hotel Indigo, located right on the Riverwalk. Come shop, dine, stay, and explore downtown Naperville.
There are so many places you know and love in downtown Naperville. Today we're here to shine the spotlight on one of the most fun places you'll come to. Welcome to Treasures Naperville. Come on! Mike, they call you Mr. Treasures. Tell us why playing games is important for your brain health.
Well, your brain is something that definitely needs some stimulation sometimes. So I would say playing a game with family and friends actually is a wonderful thing to do to get away from being hooked on devices, watching screens. It helps out so much to just be able to unplug and enjoy some of the finer nuances that don't need technology. So for example, like this one right here, this really gets your creative side going. This is called the How I Survived game. I love playing this game with my kids. This one, it's like you'll have a weird scenario that you've got to escape from or survive, and you'll grab three chips on a table. Like let's say you are in a pool that's filled with sharks with laser beams on their head, and you have a mirror, some chewing gum, and
what do you do?
A pogo stick. Yes, so you've got to figure out how to use those three items in under a minute, tell a story completely. This is one of my absolute favorites.
That's great.
Good for getting kids going on
and off
just
devices,
the creative side.
Like yes. You said, off devices. And for so sure. Sure. Playing games with families or with couples or with friends. Mm-hmm. Why is that an important thing? What do you try to tell your customers?
Honestly, I like the idea of being social. You're actually talking to another person. You're developing your social skills. You are, even creating memories that actually last a long time. Some of my best memories are actually just playing board games. My brother and I used to play Axis and Allies when we were younger. We had a lot of different board games. And the thing is, we only had one TV in the house. And when, everybody would, my dad would come home, it was on whatever he wanted to watch. So we were upstairs just playing any kind of board games we could think of. So
that's great. I completely agree. And so at Treasures Naperville, tell us about some of the other fun things you do in addition to retro games for purchase. Yeah. And puzzles and whatnot. What are some of the other events you do here?
We do a weekly game night every Thursday. Usually we get about 40 people in for that. It's a lot of fun. It's free. You can bring games if you want to. We have a large collection of games to play. It's very easy, very fun, no pressure to stay late, but it always seems to go late because we're having such a good time. Fridays we do a kids drop-off night, so the idea is we'll play like a small dungeon crawler or a little D&D style game with the kids, while parents can go out to dinner, as there are so many places to eat around here. That's a really great
That's
thing
great.
For us to have.
Yeah. What ages do you do that family drop-off? What ages of the children?
8 years
ideally?
Old to 11.
Okay,
we want to have a simple concept of reading. A lot of the cards that they might play or some of the games that they play have some dialogue to be read. So we want that to happen. So.
That's great. What about birthday parties? Is this a place for that too?
We have done birthday parties, yes. And we do still some birthday parties here and there. Again, it's based on our schedule. But we've had quite a few birthday parties where kids come in. I actually do a little magic, juggling. There's a lot of exciting stuff that goes on here.
So why don't we play a game? Can we play one of these?
Sure, like why don't we go ahead and...
We'll play one of these, okay?
What's the point? A cactus-themed card game.
These are such games I've not heard of. I'm in the era of Monopoly and Parcheesi and Scrabble and things like that.
Well, those are all great games. And
games have come a long
way.
Yes,
they do release about 5,000 different games a year.
What?
So, yeah, their 5,000 games get published easily a year. So what we're going to do is we're each going to get about 7 cards.
All right.
There we go. What you're doing is you're looking for 3 of a kind of any particular cactus.
Okay.
Okay. You may play any number of cards in your hand until the end of your turn. And when you decide that it's the end of your turn, you would draw. Now, there are some cards that will have some dialogue on them so that you may be able to kind of draw from there. But the goal is to find 3
of a kind
of any type of cactus. Like these are really cute. These are called Charlies.
Okay.
So if you get 3 Charlies, you'll be able to use that to actually earn a point.
Right.
And then point cards are just drawn. And once you get to a certain point value, you can stop the game. The nice thing about this game is it can go as long as you like or as short as you like. You can play to 5 points. You can play to 10 points. So it really kind of has a nice little,
Do I want to get rid of my cards or I just want to have the most points?
Play as many as you like. So for example, like I will start the turn, right? So I'll say I'm going to request a card. So seeing that I had 2 Charlies, if you happen to have a Charlie on you, I would gladly take it from you.
Oh, really? But I'm... so you're asking for
yes.
it.
Yes, if you have it, yes. All right,
there
so now I turn in my 3 Charlies and I earn a point.
Okay.
And that actually will end my turn as I take a point.
My turn. Request a card.
There you go.
There you go.
Now you can go ahead.
I would like Spike.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you.
Perfect.
3 of a kind.
And then Spikes are actually worth 2 points.
Oh,
so
well,
you have,
look at that.
Well, 2 points and you have taken the lead. So now I'm going to try to catch up. See, there you go.
We're going to keep playing this game. We're not done with this. But thank you for joining us downtown Naperville and at Treasures Naperville, where there is nothing but fun. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
We just had our son Jack, who's the eighth generation of our family in Naperville, and he's named after my grandpa Jack.
For many new parents, the birth of their firstborn son is an extraordinary occasion. For Nick Stanger, it also marks an even more special milestone.
It's funny when you tell people that you're eight generations now in the same town, they really can't even wrap their mind around it.
One study I read said that 12% of Americans are from their hometown and live there for more than 35 years. So there are a lot of long-standing multi-generational families in Naperville, but to go back 175 years is pretty extraordinary.
The Stanger family is often known for its storied history, once having their own brewery in Naperville in the mid-1800s. Stanger Brewery quickly became one of the top employers in the DuPage County area, even serving as the training ground for the founder of one of the largest breweries ever.
The man that the Stanger brothers were mentoring to become the next head brewmaster was Adolph Coors. He decided, looking around, that he probably didn't see as strong a future for himself in the Stanger Brewery. He just decided he would go out west to Colorado, and the rest is history.
The Stanger Brewery continued to operate for over four decades, eventually selling to another brewery. Yet the family's legacy endured. For the next 150 years, the Stangers would become bankers, star athletes and coaches, and then own a real estate company that would help grow Naperville.
What's interesting to me about the Stanger family legacy is it could have stopped with the brewing, and then people could have just done their thing and things like that. But the leadership, the entrepreneurship, and just sort of that next level success is driving the family.
Today, Nick Stanger continues to exercise that entrepreneurial spirit. For the past 40 years, his father, Ron Stanger, was a financial planner and investor with a business in Oak Brook. Nick followed in Ron's footsteps, first by joining his father's business and now running his own financial planning company in Naperville.
It feels like we're bringing the business back home and to build a family office where it can keep going even beyond me or beyond my father, beyond Jack even. That's our hope.
And speaking of little Jack, his parents and grandparents are cherishing the bundle of joy he is now.
We are so blessed to be only approximately 10 minutes away, so we're able to continue to pour the love and affection and attention into the new generation now, just like it was poured into me.
One family, eight generations, and 175 years in Naperville. The Stanger family continues to thrive and give back to the community they call home, bringing the legacy of Peter Stanger and his sons full circle.
Thanks for joining us here on NCTV 17. And now you know,
from 630 Naperville,
I'm Nathan Ronchetti.
And I'm Paige Ronchetti. We leave you with a performance from the Gospel Extravaganza. You can catch the full event at nctv17.org. See you next time.
on the inside. So what you gonna do? Praise him to the dew. Healing, power, and victory. Healing, power, and victory. Victory. On a pew, whatever you want to do, just trust him and believe him by faith you will receive.